Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. My name is Ravs and I'm joined by just Harry today. Saj.
Hey Ravs, how's it going?
not bad.
Lydia's got COVID. She's COVIDed up. She's sweating right now. She's coughing. She's not here.
Lydia just had a lovely holiday after the heatwave episode last week. You know, Lydia just wanted more sun and Barcelona was just like... There's a price.
Greedy.
The price is the Mr.
Greed.
COVID.
Yep. I feel bad. Send her
yeah,
us
I feel really bad. Make sure you tweet Lids a little heart.
Yeah, give us some love. And I think she's having a shit time. Yeah. But we're not. We're here to God.
But hold down the fort.
I feel like with just the two of us, I just feel like we're just going to be such dickheads.
We're not going to have Lydia here to like reel us back in a little bit. I feel like it's just... All the questions today are going to be extra cunty in the answers,
yeah.
And it's going to be fucking assholes.
So we did have some people send in some pictures of them listening to the podcast. We actually had quite a few.
Yeah, actually, quite a few people have been doing it. Like, I don't know about you, but I fucking love seeing it. Like,
it's really funny. Did you see Hannah Boingus as well?
I'm inside the walls.
Just like some creepy ass picture.
Yeah, like Hannah, are you okay?
Oh,
kept
my
talking
God.
About this their creature and they're just
very
in the
weird.
Walls.
Very weird.
I love that one. I think it's honestly going to be hard to top.
It is like hard. I don't know. I still think the tractor one is my favorite.
The tractor's like nice and wholesome, but just like I am inside the walls.
I know a lot of people have been sending in the classic, you know, I'm listening to it and I'm trying not to laugh or whatever. And you know, I'm doing my job and listening to it, and you guys like, you know. God, this is not a podcast you can listen to like on speakers, is it? You need to be like headphoned.
No, you need to be headphoned up or in your car with the volume on like, you know, a bit low.
Yeah, you don't want to be like stuck in traffic lights, some guy's just staring at you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Man, I love the one that's just a roof, but like he didn't take it anywhere near the edge of the roof, so it's just like
He's just in a void.
Yeah, and he didn't have headphones on or anything. It was just like, I feel like it was just a selfie.
I still just don't understand that fucking picture. They're just like on a roof, but is it obviously a roof at all? So shout out to Roof Guy, I guess.
Thank you, Roof Guy. There was a Grand Canyon one, like that's insane.
Yeah, that was really cool. I guess that's a lot of people insane. On the summer holidays, right? It's about
yeah,
that
I guess
time.
So.
Getting away before, you know, the schools break up and then holidays get expensive as shit.
Oh, it was a really wholesome one in my chat. One of our listeners' mums likes the podcast and
no
she's going
way.
On holiday soon and she's like, I can't wait to take a picture to show them where I'm listening to their podcast.
Oh, that's really fun.
I was like, aw.
I'm interested in people who have been like sharing it with their friends and stuff because this is a bit more like, I guess if you're listening to like Yogscasty stuff, this might be something that you feel like you can share with someone who doesn't usually listen to Yogscasty stuff.
Yeah, because we don't really talk about any of the
gaming and stuff
gaming
like that.
Gaming stuff, yeah.
No.
This is like, just, I think like anyone could just listen to this podcast.
I'm interested who people have shared it with. Like mum, I feel like my mum would be the last person I'd fucking share the podcast with. But like maybe like, you know, some friends who, you know, they're into podcasts but not so into Twitch or YouTube and stuff. Maybe that's...
Man, equally sharing podcasts with your friends and family, that's how you grow these babies. So
yeah.
You know, make sure if you've got a friend who you think might enjoy this, you know, send them a little winky. Send them our way.
And
maybe they've got some problems they need some help with, and you know,
don't start with that. We can't.
When... Hey, are you feeling sad? I'm sorry to hear that. Here's a podcast you can submit your question to.
Depression? we're still receiving so many amazing submissions, so keep coming in. It's overwhelming, but also I feel like we have such quality now. People really get what we want. So all the recent submissions have been amazing. Thank you. Obviously, you know, Lydia's away, so I feel like today we can't. I feel like it'd be wrong to hit on like some of the greatest ones. Do you know what I mean? I want to save the goodies for when she's back.
We can like pick some, but maybe some of the longer ones today, or maybe some of like the weird ones that like. You know, maybe we don't want to answer with Lydia.
Oh my God, yeah, there's some that we don't want. I mean, just for an example of like how bad some of these submissions are. Here's one. Why is peen no go brr? Like, that's not a question.
I think that's called erectile dysfunction, sir. Speak to your doctor.
I have COVID, will come eating cum help me? No, it's like, nope, that's not really a question.
I don't think that's a cure.
There's some... what is your favorite word? Maybe that one's a good one. You know what? Maybe we'll save that one. Maybe that's actually quite a good one.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we save that one for Lydia and, you know, figure out.
Xylus won't stop soloing Nitro. I think that one's from Pedgwin.
Probably is, yeah.
So yeah, there's some real fucking garbage. But a lot of the more recent ones have been really high quality. So thank you. Did you see as well? Sarah was the one that sent in the American question.
Yeah, oh my God, it was hilarious. Yog Talk Sarah
sent in
the accent question, and we found it out. Well, I didn't even think about it because Sarah's been moving over when we started this podcast, and you know, I didn't even make the connection that it could possibly be Sarah who's moving soon.
For full transparency, all of these questions come in completely anonymized. Like, we don't get like your email address.
We have no idea who sends them.
I can't believe we, like, literally it's like 1 in 200 at the time that we picked hers. So that's really
it was kind of funny that they just told us that was them and like have refused to do the British accent that they spoke about since mentioning that.
We'll get it out of her slowly. We'll just get a little Tuesday,
mate.
Oh, it's so funny. All right, should we jump into one of these? Oh God, we've chosen some awful questions for this week. I don't even know if we can answer these. I feel like these are more like funny stories that we're going to read out and we'll have a listen to. So calling them questions is maybe difficult. They're moments. They're just weird moments.
Question one. Dear 0 Degrees, I must preface my problem with two facts. The first fact. This is 100% true. I have left out details of places and people's names as this is an ongoing issue. Two, I have unusually large testicles, bracket, they're about the size of pool balls as a comparison for you.
Pause it there. Okay, firstly, this question is so long. I don't know how we're going to fit it on the screen. Like, I don't know how we're going to portray this question.
We might have to have, like, scrolling text.
Secondly,
you know what I mean, I feel like
I don't want to, like... I don't want to ruin this question, but there's no fucking way this question is true. It's too insane. There's no way this is true.
Tell me what bit you want to check out where you're like, no, this is where it stops being true, okay? So are you on the truth train so far?
Yeah, I'm into...
He has big balls.
Sure, size of pool balls, I can believe it. I'll believe it.
I don't know about
moment.
You right now, Harry, but like in the summer heat, my sack just sags like hell. Right
it does.
Now.
It just all goes floppy.
It's like gum.
Oh, it's the worst. All right, keep going.
All right, so now that we have the two facts about this question, I'm at a university and recently got together with a female friend who I share halls with. While on a night out, we hooked up and soon after it turned into a friends with benefits deal, which we were both happy with. As I mentioned, I have rather oversized testes, which I have had checked by medical professionals since they started to develop such an enormous size and have been assured that they are fine. They just happen to be larger than the average set of plums.
Okay. I'm instantly I'm feeling like this is bullshit. The constant, like, fucking comparisons to real-world objects.
Yeah,
I just,
plums and stuff.
Also, why would you go and get it checked? Like, I don't, like, have okay, your balls I mean, always I, been that
I,
size?
If I had giga balls, I think I would go get them looked at.
Yeah, but not by a doctor, but by everyone else.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe you just whip them out and be like, is this weird to you guys?
Okay.
Okay. Upon seeing and handling my family jewels, this girl became rather obsessed with the idea of inserting them inside herself.
Oh my God. Okay.
I know. At first, it was just a joke, but then she became more and more serious about how she wanted me to insert them into her arse while we had sex.
It just sounds like such a fucking terrible, terrible idea.
Have you heard of the Baldo?
No.
You've not heard of the Baldo?
No, what's the Baldo?
Okay, let me show you the Baldo.
Okay.
I don't encourage our viewers to...
They're all Googling this right now at work.
Yeah, they will be Googling this at work. How do I do the chat here? Okay. Check this out, Harry, and scroll down a tiny bit and click the instructional video and, you know, just tell people what you see.
Okay, so Baldo, TM. Nice logo. It's like... Sex will never be the same again. It's like a small rocket with like some bands introducing the Baldo. Yep. The world's first bull dildo. Wait, what? Okay.
Yeah.
The tip is no wider than most penises. Okay.
Yep, true.
Skin safe, soft platinum silicone. Okay.
You would hope so.
Stretchable upper ring makes it easy to put on and take off without hurting your boobs. Wait,
can you see where this is going?
I think you're meant to put your balls in the... Wait, but there's no explanation. Yeah. I've just scanned through. There's no... It doesn't show
okay,
you.
Okay, no. Scroll down because there's a how it works, Harry.
How it works. Step one, trim your balls and lube. 14 inches will do. Wait, a quarter of an inch will do. So yeah. It was like, you need 14-inch balls.
My favorite bit is the GIFs on this website for how
Step
it works.
Step two, stretch your Baldo over your balls.
Yep. This just already looks so uncomfortable.
It's like a G-string for your balls. It's the only way to describe
it. Yeah, with a phallic tip on the end.
Stretch over the spacer ring, insert into your pot. Why?
Yeah.
Why? So you use, oh my God, the picture's below.
Yeah, the picture's below.
That is just a guy's fucking dick. That is a guy's dick with the Baldo.
Yeah.
This is mental.
There's another video, but I don't want to look at that one.
History of the Baldo. Wait, I want to learn about the... Oh, God, it's like fucking 20 minutes long. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
So, you know, straight away, like, this guy isn't even using the Baldo.
No, he's going... He's using ball-less. He's going in raw. He's going in...
Yeah, he's going in straight up no... Nothing. Just
what would Lydia make balls of this conversation? Lydia's so fucking happy she has COVID right now.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus.
Okay. Where did we get to?
So ball sex is a thing.
Okay, so I guess I'm just, you know what? You know what, Ralph? I'm just not open-minded enough. I'm not, you know, maybe I need to go away and do some soul-searching.
Yeah, I don't even think if it was the hottest person in the world, if they said, Ravs, put your balls inside of me, I don't think I would do it.
You would have without your Baldo?
I feel like my balls would get, like, crushed in there, you know what I mean?
Like, balls are so sensitive and so, like, you just don't want them to, like, get fucked up or damaged. Like, oh, my God. Like, the idea of just...
Yeah, I'm picturing it. You're just, like, putting them in a flesh vase.
Oh, like, my... Yeah, it's like... Yeah, like, an ass is just, like, is designed for, like just consuming and just crushing. Like, it is not...
Yeah.
It's not a happy place for balls to live.
No, it's not.
I guess we continue with the story.
Yeah.
So this girl is obsessed with his giant testicles going in her ass. I just feel like this is going to end in disaster.
So, continuing on, I finally agreed, and during a session, while still penetrating her, she lubed up my love spuds and her butthole.
The writing of this question is amazing.
I know. And attempted to pot a pair of balls in her brown pocket.
Oh, God.
Well, nice little snooker one nice for you there.
Yeah, great.
Due to the size of my nuts and the resistance of her anus was giving, I reached down and applied some force. Well, my right bollock found its way in, her balloon knot snapping tight around it, feeling like it was trying to rip it off, exactly like I imagined when I
said there. God.
I can't imagine the grip on that.
I think I would scream and cry. I think,
yeah.
Like, every man right now is sitting like mega cross-legged. Like, this is not what you want your balls to happen to.
My poor balls.
Oh, my God.
She was wailing in pain at having a Terry's chocolate orange-sized gonad shoved up her back passage, and I was howling in the pain of having my knackers locked in a fleshy vice-like grip. If you don't know what any of these words mean, I'm sure you can imagine all these words mean asshole and balls.
They all mean asshole and balls, yes.
Yep. Where were we? Okay. After a lot of pushing and pulling, we managed to separate ourselves. She went to the bathroom and left soon after. Since she hasn't really spoken to me and won't reply to my message with anything other than yes or no answers. Okay. What do I do to make the situation with someone I consider a good friend better again? I still want to have a relationship with her, but I think my oversized bollocks have come between us. Please help.
Oh my God. I don't know when I stopped believing it, but there's just too... I just feel like it... It's insane, Ravs. It's a mental question.
It is absolutely insane, and, you know...
I feel so bad for both of them. I just feel awful. What an awful scenario.
I just can't picture someone out there listening to this podcast that just has absolutely... fucking massive.
That's your massive concern. You've ruined the podcast for Ravs. Every time he sits down to record it, he's just going to think of Baldo, and then he's going to think of these giant fucking testes.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there, like, imagine, like, they go to sit down to listen to the podcast, they've accidentally sat on their giga balls. I know, and then, like, and then they're, like, texting this girl who
please
had a ball
come back.
Inside their ass.
Come back
please
to me.
Come back. I want to put my left nut in, dude.
I guess who do you feel more bad for in this scenario, the girl or the guy?
I think I feel worse for the listener because
the girl
wanted him to do it and he was reluctant and he was like it doesn't seem too like sent like he doesn't seem too sensitive or nervous about his massive balls since he's so happy.
He seems quite proud of them, if anything.
I feel like he's the kind of guy that's whipping him out of the pub,
exactly, showing his mates. Right? Like he's kind of that circus freak nature, like very proud
of
it.
Equally, you know, like a swift like tap to the balls, I feel it would send him into the ER. You know what I mean? Like one of those ones that like, reverberate.
It's like fucking Newton's cradle, but it's just two wrecking balls. Just fuck. I just feel like I need to know more about the mechanics of his life. Like, has this, you know, inhibited him in any
like,
way?
Do you think when he buys like a pair of skinny jeans, it's like just fucking like a G-string, just two big balls on either side?
He just goes swimming and just starts sinking.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like it's her fuck up. I don't know, maybe
I think
Nicky
it is
would
her
disagree
fuck
with
up.
Us, but I feel like the girl seemed like she was super down for it. He doesn't seem like he really gives a fuck.
Well, she was like straight up down bad for having his giga balls inside her ass. You know what I mean? Like she wanted this to happen. And like the poor guy was just like, yeah, whatever, like, I'm kind of happy with what we've got, but like you're lubing up my balls, like you want me to put them in your ass.
Do you reckon she realized I don't want this anymore? This is too much. I'm out. And he's like, it's actually unlocked like a new level of fetish for him, and that's why he's chasing after.
Oh my god, man! Do you think that he's
like they did the reverso? Like she was for it, and actually he was kind of against it, but now he's super into it.
Yeah, like now he can't get off without like squeezing his right nut really hard. You know what I mean? And like she's like, I never want anything
he's
that
ruined.
Big in my ass.
He's
again.
Ruined forever. He's now like he can only be with this girl.
Yeah.
I
feel like if you're the girl, surely you would have done some testing with other shapes to make sure that you have the capacity.
Yeah,
to
I feel like you don't
store
start
such an object
there,
in your ass. Yeah, you don't go from like, oh, I mean, not that we know this, but I've never done anal before to like shove a pool ball in my ass.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's meant to be like a kind of gradation thing, you know?
Yeah.
Ease into it, not just like. Let's shove this guy's junk engorged testicles into my fucking ass.
You don't go from zero to fisting, you know what I mean?
Like, also, I'm sorry, but I don't see how it ever could have gone any other way than her fleshy vice grip just crushing his nuts.
Fucking crushing
like,
the nut.
I just feel like there was like some serious lack of thought going into this fucking situation.
Maybe she had like dark motives and she just like wanted to try rip his ball off. Like, maybe she was just, like, waiting until it was in. She's like, bam! And to try to, like, fucking tense
My
up.
Precious.
Yeah, and just like, rip.
I just feel like it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, not the talk of sex, just the visual imagery and the feeling. I feel like I can imagine it in my head, and I just hate it.
I think I really hate it.
I just think this is just like, in some ways, this is one of the greatest questions and stories we've ever been sent, I feel like. But at the same time, I just don't. What do you want? What do you want from us? What do you want?
Like, well, they want to know, how did they repair this relationship?
I think it's done. I think it's over.
I think it's done. Like, I think your only chance is like to text them like a heartfelt thing, like, hey, I'm really sorry about my gigantaballs, and I'm sorry.
No, you can't. You can't brag in the in the apology letter. Dear m'lady, please,
I'm sorry, I
accept
put
my massive
love orbs inside you.
You can't brag in the middle of the apology letter. My fabulously, uniquely massive bull sack.
You know,
you got to be like, I just feel like it's just time to move on. Like, this
it probably is time to move on, but like, there's maybe a Hail Mary if you send like a big fucking massive post being like, hey, I'm sorry about my love orbs. I'm sorry I hurt you. I think we had a good thing. Do you want to try some other freaky shit? I'll dress up as like Mr. Blobby or something. Like,
oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I maybe it's worth the Hail Mary. I just feel like,
it depends if how much he wants the Hail Mary.
Do you reckon like it's like kind of like public knowledge to his friends and their friends that he has these giant balls? I feel like we've kind of assumed it is, but maybe he's not very public about it. And so I feel like, do you want to like potentially send this message that she's going to show to all of her friends?
Like,
you know, I don't like if, like they said they haven't really spoken about it. Like, I feel like maybe just like this one got away. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good to just let it move on and find a new home for your massive nuts.
If you have found a weird massive nut insertion fetish, then like, I'm sure there's websites that
you know
can
what? Maybe
post
we're
that.
Connecting them. Maybe this is the connection they need. Maybe this is, you know, someone's gonna write in and be like, I want to be connected with this giant nut owner. It's my fetish. I've been looking for this. You know, and maybe love can spring, Ravs, out of.
How sometimes like an online community is a wholesome story of how people met and got married, though?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine ours was the fucking massive ball insertion guy?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm
like. I feel like they would tweet us their wedding photo and I would just be like,
oh my
god,
it's like a ring with like a giant bull sack on it.
Yeah.
And like an asshole, they just like connect.
And
like
the groom's suit is fucking bulgy as fuck.
No, it's just a suit, but with a hole for his nuts to just swing.
Oh my god. I don't even think I could look at that image and be like, aww. Because I just know that at some point the two of them are fucking baldoed.
Just like the family montage. It's like, you know, them having their first kid and just giant bulge down
balls
there. Giant bulge. You know, at the funeral, the coffin, just like giant bulge halfway down the coffin.
Yeah, oh my god. No, they have to get buried separately in like a sidecar. A little side coffin.
Oh my god. Oh, with the visual imagery of a sidecar coffin for a guy's bull sack is hilarious.
Lying on his side.
It's got like, it's like an open casket, but it's got a second little casket.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god. Well, good luck, sir. I just don't know how the fuck we help you. I just feel I can't quite empathize with a guy who has massive oversized bollocks. I feel like
you could maybe become a eunuch.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, that could be something you could consider.
I hope you find someone else to put your giant ball sack inside.
Yeah, I pray for you.
I pray for you, sir. You're in our thoughts. Thoughts and prayers.
Lots of prayers for ball man.
I don't know. I don't know what they expected. I think that's as good as they're gonna get.
Yep, that's a good question.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG. where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at HealthyGamerGG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hey there. Bit of a long backstory, but so sorry, but here goes nothing. A few years ago, all my high school buddies and I went on a big road trip and stayed in California on the beach for a week. This trip was super fun for all of us, except for my one friend, we'll call him Jay.
All right.
Who had to miss out for a cross-country national championship. This is a fucking life story. What are they doing?
Yeah, I like this. Do you think, straight away, do you think Jay is that, like, nerd at the school? Sorry to Jay if you're listening, but like, do you think they're like, the nerd, like, I'm doing every class, I'm doing
look
every...
Look at me, I'm the best.
I'm doing a cross-country today, and then on a Friday, I'm at chess club, and on Saturday, I'm doing a polo, water polo.
I mean, Jay's probably going to get a degree and all that shit.
Yeah, or they'll become, like, an Olympian or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, they'll just be goated.
Speaking of which, he's on track to be an Olympian, so...
Boom!
fucking twat. So he couldn't miss the championship. This year, my friends and I decided that we wanted to recreate that trip and make sure that he would come. So I put a lot of effort into finding a good place to stay, mapping out drive times and fun activities. What a good friend, hey?
Like, that is that's next tier looking out for your homie.
That's really nice. All in all, I probably put at least 6 to 7 hours of research and planning before I got all my friends together to approve it. Everyone was able to attend except one person. We'll call him Ron.
We'll call him Ron. Yeah.
I guarantee that's his real fucking name.
Yeah, we'll call him Ron. I love that.
And everyone approved the idea except for Ron because he wanted to bring his girlfriend and have his own room so they could be together. So I did a bit more research and found a place with a room for him and his girlfriend. And everyone, including Ron, approved it. So I bought the dates. However, a few weeks later, when everyone was sending me their portion of the Airbnb price, Ron messaged the group chat and said that he wasn't sure if he and his girlfriend could come because he wanted to save for a wedding ring so he could propose rather than pay for the trip. Deep Ron lore right now.
Oh my
God. Deep Ron lore. So then we had to scramble for the next month or so to try and find people to take their place because our deposit is non-refundable. And eventually we managed to find some... This is the longest fucking question ever,
I'm scared that this might be a misleading Harry Potter troll or something.
No, this will be fine.
No, okay.
I haven't read this one yet. Yeah, I was just like, let's do the long ones. This one looks long as shit.
Yeah, I'm like, how do I make Rod come to the Quidditch Championships?
If it is, I'm going to fucking punch this monitor, Ravs. I am not reading ahead. And eventually we managed to find someone to take their place. Now, the final nail in the coffin is that this week we received a text from him with photos of the engagement and the dates and the wedding dates. The problem is the wedding is on what will be the last day of our trip.
That's a cunt move,
Ron. Is a fucking
Ron, you're
cunt.
A fucking asshole. Why would you do that and book that for the time that you know that your friend is on holiday and has already paid for your holiday tickets?
Ron is
you're
such
an asshole,
fucking
Ron.
Dick.
Fuck Ron.
He fully expects us to be there, and several of my friends want to cut this trip short in order to go to the wedding. We would only have to leave 2 or 3 days early in order to make the wedding. However, I don't want to leave early because this will be my only vacation of the year. And I spent a lot of time and effort and money on it. I spent more time and effort and money on it than anyone else. I'm really angry with Ron because he fucked us over 3 times. He did. He fucked you.
Yeah.
And then willingly planned his wedding the week he knew most of his friends would be gone. I don't want to be an asshole and not go to my friend's wedding, but I did so much for this trip and I don't want to miss out on half of it. What should I do? That is actually a fucking predicament. And also, fuck Ron.
Fuck Ron. What a massive fucking asshole. Like, I understand that booking a wedding venue can be difficult. Like, they only have certain dates and stuff. But fucking come on, bro. Like,
but if your 7 best mates are all going to be away, you probably... Yeah. Like, yeah, they're doing that. We just, we'll have to
on
find
a trip,
date.
on a trip where you've just fucked one of your best mates out of like paying for your room, like an extra room, like for you and your girlfriend, that you've already made the trip harder, and then you're saying you're not paying because you wanted to buy a fucking ring.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ron.
I won't lie. I would be so angry at Ron. Also, I won't lie. Sorry, the best bit of this fucking story, Rouse, is Jane is never referenced again.
I know. Did Jane become an Olympian?
I don't know. I like the context that I just suddenly remembered. Jane is never referenced again. Is Jane going to the wedding? Is Jane going to the trip still? I assume so. I assume Jay's still
going.
Yeah,
I assume Jay's going.
I just feel like there should have been a second reference to Jay. He got a name, but didn't. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Whatever. I feel like my heart of hearts says, even though Ron is a fucking cunt and he's fucked you multiple times, I just think you have to go to the wedding. Like, you have to be, in these situations, you have to be the better person. Do you know what I mean? You can't throw the toys out the pram and stick to the guns. Like, I just, it sucks so much.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
It fucking mega sucks. I hate it, but I feel like you kind of do have to go to the wedding.
I think you do. I think in those situations, you have to. It depends. Like, how much do you like Ron?
I tell you what, Ron's not getting a fucking wedding.
No,
gift
Ron ain't getting
that
a fucking
bullshit
wedding present at all.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you don't fucking like Ron, just fuck it off and just stay on the vacation.
Yeah, honestly, if you're ready to wash your hands with Ron, I just say fuck him and Hermione, which is probably his fucking girlfriend's name.
Yep, yep.
You know, just fuck them, man. Like, I would stay on the vacation if I was done with them. You know, if Ron sounds like he's always been that friend in the group that might have been a bit of a cunt, so maybe like assess your relationship with them.
It's time to,
you know,
just,
what I mean?
Time to, you know, just like crystallize that cunting ship.
Yeah, has Ron always been a cunt? Well, fuck him. I'm staying on vacation. I'm sure there's a few other people that might also be like team hashtag fuck Ron.
Oh, fuck. But now, Ralph, I'm too nice. I feel bad instantly. And I'm like, fuck, we should just go to Ron's wedding.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, maybe Ron isn't so bad.
Is it going to be a dope wedding, actually? That's kind of important. Is it?
Oh,
like,
that's also a thing, yeah.
Like, but, is it if it's just now, like...
But I also feel like this is going to be like Ron is doing a location wedding. You know what I mean?
You'll cancel the trip. And Ron will be like, oh, no, we were doing it where you were going on the trip.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That is some shit that Ron would do.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Ron, man.
Oh, I just think you have
also,
to.
Also, listener, you have to send this podcast to Ron.
Yeah, fuck you. Ron, if you're listening, I think you're a dickhead, mate. But,
yeah,
congratulations,
Ron, what
on
you
the
fucking
wedding
doing?
I'll come, Ron. I'll come to the wedding.
Yeah, if you send us an invite, we'll come. You know?
I wonder. Do you know what? I wonder if it's Ron's partner. Do you reckon they're the ones seeding?
Oh, are you saying that they're like worm tonguing in the background?
Yeah, it's Ron.
You know,
Ron's changed.
Ron's actually sitting there like fading, just like.
I feel like it might be Ron's partner. It sounds like they weren't super game for any of it.
Yeah, because Ron. It sounds like Ron went on the last trip, and then now he has a new partner, and that had to change the trip, and then.
Is this the plot of like a fucking high school coming of age movie? Have we just been memed? Do you know
no,
what I mean?
Please, no.
It's like, you know, the friends trying to recreate the classic trip, but one of them can't. It's like four weddings and a funeral.
Oh,
like, it
no.
feels like one of those.
I feel like, oh, it's going to be so obvious, and like all the comments in the video are going to be like, this is exactly like fucking.
Like it's a fucking. I think we've been fucking done. I don't know what the movie is, but I feel like this is a movie.
It's certainly a plot to a movie.
Yeah. Like, it's such a classic thing. Like, also the inclusion of Jay. I just do think the inclusion of Jay is very suspect. So much detail about Jay, but just nothing more.
Yeah, and like, what, he's like the jock that's on track to become a fucking Olympian? Like,
I'm Googling. Like, Jay the Olympian.
Ron the
Ron
cunt.
Ron's gone wrong. No.
No way.
Ron's gone wrong. No, it looks like it's a kid's movie.
Okay.
Blades of Glory? No.
Can't be.
No, it's not Blades of Glory. That's about ice skating.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I feel like it might just be... I feel like we might... I'm very conscious of us getting memed on this podcast and us not realizing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone's sending in, like, just the plot of a movie as a question. And then.
Yeah, I certainly think that... You know, people would troll us in these ways.
But equally, this is such a weirdly written question that I just feel like it isn't. Like, there's no punchline.
I want to believe it's real. You know what I mean?
Yeah. God, I kind of don't, because Ron is a cunt.
Ron is a cunt. Like, I don't want Ron to exist, but like, sadly, I think he might. You know, I certainly know of Ron's out there in this world.
Oh, the fact that, like, you're not getting your money back as well for leaving early.
Yeah, like, what did they elaborate on that? Like, is there, why you've had to pay for Ron and his girlfriend's room and then they're not sharing into the Airbnb
Well,
price?
They're not even coming. They had to find someone else.
Yeah, oh, they found someone else?
Yeah, yeah, they had to find someone. They found someone else. And now, okay. And then he booked his wedding on that time.
Well, why are all the friends so happy to, like, go back to Ron? Yeah, you know, I'd be a bit fucking pissed off. I'd be putting in the group chat, like, what the fuck? Why has Ron booked this for the time he knows we were all away?
Yeah, like, it just sounds like such fucking bullshit.
Like I said, maybe Ron is just a poor, unfortunate soul who, like, the only wedding date he could get was that exact day. But like, maybe that was, like, the only date he could get, and the next one was, like, you can book this venue in 2 years or something, but we have one day available.
That's it. Are we missing that detail? Like, did Ron send that message and was super apologetic and was, like...
Yeah, he was like, hey, guys, venue, I'm really sorry. This is a dream venue. Like, my parents got married here. My whole family's been married here for generations.
I was here as well.
Yeah, I was born here, and also my parents made me here.
We're getting married in a hospital.
Maybe it's like a McDonald's wedding.
Fuck you, Ron. Fuck
but
you,
all,
Ron,
of, all, of the, all of the things are still true.
I just feel like Ron better be on his knees apologizing.
Yeah, I feel like bad for him run a cunt because maybe he has actually just, like you said,
sent
the most apologetic message ever. Like, hey, guys, I'm so sorry.
Raj, you know we have to use the information we're given. And he hasn't, they haven't said he's done that.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe this is bias, you know? Maybe I'm on hashtag Team Ron for a second here.
I want to hear from Jay. I feel like Jay would be the answer to these questions.
Jay is like the secret answer. If this was like a murder case, Jay would be the person to speak to about what's
Jay
happened.
Jay would be able to solve the problem. Oh, Jay's parents own a farm that's exactly like the dream venue. They can do it there a week later. Boom,
yeah, exactly.
Solve. And they got it for a discount. Oh, everyone's so happy. Come on, Jay, step in and save the day.
They have a country house, obviously, because we do. He's running marathons and it's going to be an Olympian, so he probably has a massive country house.
Yeah, you're very rich.
Come and get married here.
Like, yeah, I'm really sorry, Oscar. Like, I just think you have to go. I think you have to be the better person.
Do you think you go to the wedding, though, and are you, like, better? Do you wear, like, obviously, you're not supposed to wear white if you're... you know what I mean, but like,
just no matter whether you're a man, woman, whatever, then be just wear the fucking wedding dress. Just turn up in a wedding dress.
Show up in a wedding dress, dude. Go there and propose to someone.
Yep.
At their wedding.
Yep.
Minutes after they say I do, get down on one knee and ask someone to marry you.
Oh, when they went with that moment, like, does anyone have any reason to know why Ron and Mrs. Ron should get married? Go, yes, Ron is a fucking cunt.
Ron ruined my holiday. Anyway, Ron's mum, will you marry me?
Yes, it's perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Jay is the vicar. That's the bit. Jay's
and
the
no
vicar.
Matter what, if you do the bouquet thing, you have to catch the bouquet.
You have to catch it. I think that's it. That is the real solution. You just ruin Ron's wedding.
Yeah, just fucking ruin it.
Just be very spiteful.
Just, like, text all the details of the wedding to, like, a bunch of party animals.
That feels really bad.
But we're forgetting how much of a cunt Ron is here.
But maybe Ron's a cunt because they fucking do these things to Ron. Maybe, like, they've made Ron a cunt.
Yeah, maybe they forged Ron out of all of their hatred. Like,
I wonder,
maybe Ron
hated the trip when they first did it. You know, maybe they bullied Ron. Ron was horrible to Ron.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know why I pity Ron a lot in this. It feels very hopeless.
Yeah. I'm ping-ponging between, like, man, I feel so bad for Ron, but also, like, fuck you, Ron, you piece of shit.
I feel like this one will be a divisive one. I feel like the listeners might
I almost feel like next time we record, we have to quickly ask Lydia like a very trimmed down version of this question just to see what team Lydia's on. Or maybe Lydia can listen to the podcast and let us know.
Yeah, I feel like we should run these questions by Lydia. I feel like especially the Boussac one, I really want to get her take on that. Because it's fucking mental.
I think, sadly, man, unless you guys all agree to excommunicate Ron or, like, you know, fuck his wedding, then...
Just fuck his wife. Just fucking cut Ron.
Oh my God, bang Hermione, man. Bang Hermione. I think you have to go. It's a damn shame. Unless you cut all ties and stay on vacation, trip's over. Poor Jay. Yeah. Jay's crying.
Jay, just tell us more about Jay.
Yeah, I want more about Jay. Maybe Jay's got some problems.
This is one that I really hope they do write in again, because I really want to know what they do. And I want to know if there's any more details that they couldn't include. Like, this is a long-ass message.
What if they just write in again with an IMDb link with the exact plot of this?
I will cry. I will fucking cry. I feel like it might be. I feel like we might have gotten baited, but I feel like we have to believe. We have to believe we haven't. So, sure. Yeah. I believe in Ron. All right, should we call it there? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Two chunky questions.
Yeah, two big chunky boys. We would usually do three if there was three of us, but there's two of us today. So, send some love to Lids.
Send some real big love. And
I think we certainly trimmed some of the fucked up questions off of the list today.
Yeah. We didn't get through a lot, but the scale of questions we got through, I think it's good work. Some good work has been done.
How we fit these onto the video version.
I don't know how I'm going to animate it. I don't know how it's going to work. I might have to chop them up. I'll think of something. But I kind of love these long questions. I don't know.
Honestly, they kind of take you on a journey.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know.
They feel like real big stories. I feel like I get invested in these people's lives a lot. So
I don't know about you, but I don't really pre-read the long ones.
I'm too lazy, Ras.
So it's kind of like, you know, with the shorter questions, we kind of like quickly check them before we do them. But with the long questions, I don't think I read them until we're actually in the episode.
And it's nice. So, I like it. It's very surprising. Yeah. The twists and turns.
Yeah, like the ball thing. I was just like, what the fuck?
I can't believe that. I just don't think that question is real. It's too fucked up. It's too, like, it's also too funnily written. It's so funny.
I'm picturing like that South Park level thing where like they're just on space hoppers. You know what I mean?
Fuck my life. Well, make sure to leave a review if you enjoyed the podcast. There's lots of reviews, actually. Lots of written reviews on Apple as well. I think Apple's a thing.
Yeah, that would be good. Like, so, maybe read some of them out. I barely check Apple. Shame on me.
We'll read some out next week with Lydia. But make sure to leave some reviews on Apple if you're listening there. If you're leaving on Spotify, leave a little star rating.
We're up to 350 now or something.
Yeah, it's
something crazy.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. It's really fun to record the podcast. Let us know where you've been listening. Send in some long stories, some more of these long ones, so we can go through and, the video.
Yeah, any of your problems, you know, make sure you submit them. We need like a snappy way to say where to send them in. What's the link?
cad.st/zd. I mean, it's in the podcast description.
It's in the descriptions. If you're listening to this somewhere, it's certainly in the description. Click the link. Send in your question. You can tweet us. Let us know what your thoughts are.
I love hearing the feedback.
Oh my god, did you see the art as well?
I didn't. The art.
Who did it? It was by Laddie.
Oh, yeah, the little drawing of me with the fart in the bar.
Yeah, and then I'd rather have a shit knife than a no shit knife. Yeah. Me with a little...
That's really fucking cute.
Yeah, I think I saw they were going to do one of Wids as well. It's cute as hell. Dope seeing fan art as well. Like, you know, send us a picture of you listening to the podcast if you're somewhere weird or whatever. Send us your fan art. Send us your weird questions.
Yeah,
leave a review. All the good things. Recommend the podcast to your friends.
Oh yeah, Ron. I want to know who people have been recommending it to. Has there been any
also,
weird ones?
Let us know if you've gave the podcast to your friends or if they've given it to someone weird. You know what I mean? Like, tell us if you're like, I recommended it to my high school teacher. And I'm
like, well, God, you know what I mean? Fuck. Like, after this episode, they won't be listening anymore.
I told a random man at a bus station to listen to your podcast.
That's it. We need that guerrilla marketing from the listeners. So anyway, thank you for listening. We'll catch you all next week. Hopefully Lydia will be back then.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, have a good week. See you later.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.